This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
You're listening to the Community Matters program on 104.3 Kinzu Country and 92 Gold. Joining me today on the Community Matters program is Lacey Hansen from the United Fund of Warren County, and we're going to be talking about the kickoff to their Torchlight campaign, which is going to be taking place on September 24th.
Our official kickoff date is October 7th for the Torchlight campaign. It's the 98th campaign this year, and we have an event every year when we kick off. We plan an event to kind of commemorate it. And with COVID in 2020, we couldn't hold an in-person event because there were, you know, laws and restrictions in place at that time that prevented us from doing that. So we launched it virtually with a video that we made. We did our potato peeling virtually. We had people tell potato jokes, and we included some informational stuff about each of the agencies, and we launched it on Facebook, and it was shared. I can't even remember how many times that year it was shared, but it reached quite a few number of people, more than what we were having attend the event. So we decided to do it again last year. They didn't have as many restrictions in place as far as like number of people that could gather, but because it went so well in 2020, we decided to do it again for 2021. And we added a few things to the recording. And if people want to go back and watch those videos, we have a YouTube channel. I believe the name of it is just United Fund of Warren County. They can go on YouTube and search and watch those two videos. So this year, there really are no restrictions for having in-person events anymore. And so we wanted to continue with the virtual thing, but we also wanted to go back to holding an in-person event so that people who were just ready to get out and be around other people could experience that and help celebrate the campaign kicking off this year. So what we're doing is a little bit of both. We're going to, on September 24th, which is a Saturday, we're going to hold an event over at the Hickory Street Bridge at 10 a.m. And we're asking people to start saving their nickels, because we're going to try and line up as many nickels as possible as it takes to get across the Hickory Street Bridge. And if people come to the event and they bring nickels with them to donate, we're going to give you a little wooden buffalo nickel, is what they're called, from back in the early 1900s. I can't remember what year they go back to, but basically we're trying to create, you know, the time period from when the Torchlight campaign started, because we're in the 98th year right now. So if you bring nickels to donate, we're going to give you a wooden buffalo nickel, and you can take that nickel over to the Arbor House across the street and redeem it for a free coffee or a free iced tea. If you want something cold or you're not a coffee drinker, you can get an iced tea with it. And yeah, so that'll be fun. We're going to record parts of that event. And on the official day of the campaign, October 7th, our goal is to have the video ready to be launched online. So you'll be able to go online and still watch a virtual kickoff as well on the actual date of the kickoff. So we're doing a little bit of both. COVID changed things and it evolved things, and it showed us some additional things that work with the kickoff. And so we're just running with it. We're going to do it.
You're giving people a really cool way that they can participate. I think that it's a really neat idea that you can try to line or go across the entire Hickory Street Bridge with nickels. I think that that's really cool. I look forward to seeing that happen. And I think that that's going to be a lot of fun. So with that being said, what I'm curious to kind of discuss with you is, have you finalized a budget or like a goal that you're going to try to reach this year with the fund? Did you end up raising it or keeping it the same from last year?
We did come up with a goal, and it was raised by $10,000. So our goal this year is $700,000, which is a bigger jump than normal for the United Fund. I don't know how many years it goes back, but typically what they would do is raise it $5,000. And the reason why it's $10,000 this year is because we do an annual allocations meeting where we meet with all of the agencies and they discuss what they have going on at their locations, whether it, you know, it be services and stuff that they're providing to the community. And then in addition to that, they provide, you know, their budgets and what their monetary needs are, so that the allocations committee can decide, you know, how much of that money that we're raising each agency is going to get. It's a really neat process that the United Fund has established, and it works really well for the community. So when this year, when we did that, Allocations Day, we were hearing pretty consistently from all of the agencies that their monetary needs were increasing and at a very fast pace. And it was mostly due to like the inflation that we have going on. So a lot of them were being put in situations where they were having to do more with less money, because the cost was just rising so quickly. And so, you know, as a board, the United Fund said, well, raising it $5,000 really isn't going to make a difference. We need to increase that goal by more than what we would typically do. So it went up $10,000 because of that. The goal is going to be $700,000 this year. We think we're going to be able to make it. Well, we know we will, but we need the community support, and we're really asking everybody to give what they can. And if that means that they're going to increase their donation, we're asking everybody who can increase their donations this year to do so that we can help these nonprofits and, you know, provide the services that the community is needing right now. A lot of mental health crises going on. That was another theme among the agencies. And it was neat to see some of our member agencies collaborating together to help treat the mental health issues that are going on in our community right now.
Wow. You know, you bring up something that is really important there. The mental health crisis is here in the community. And, you know, the increase in funding that you're talking about really is important when you're talking about the, you know, large number of different organizations that are benefited from the United Fund. So, you know, that is something that really needs to be looked at. Now, one of the things that I'm curious about in relation to this then is last year, I know that there were opportunities where you worked with local businesses throughout the duration of the campaign for different things. And I remember there was a month in November where you were working with different restaurants every week, and people were able to take, you know, money from what they would spend at the restaurants to come back to benefit the United Fund. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you're planning on working on again this year? Is that something where you're going to be, you know, continuing to offer more ways for the public to get involved with this?
Yes, absolutely. That restaurant night's event went really well for us last year. The community had fun participating in it, and it really gave them a sense of pride to know that they could partner with local businesses who were, you know, putting a portion of those proceeds back into a nonprofit in the community that our community members, you know, can ultimately benefit from. And so that was something on the top of my list that I wanted to continue doing for this year. My plan is to invite all of those restaurants that stepped up and participated in our first year of it to come back and participate again this year if they're interested, which I think if quite a few of them are interested. After the event was over last year, they even, you know, expressed to me how much fun it was, and were already talking about plans for this year and some ideas that they had to maybe contribute more or do more participation in some way. So we're working out the details of that. I don't have any specifics to share right now, but I will come back and I will let you know once that is. I'll let the listeners know where they can go to support our campaign by visiting which restaurant that day.
Awesome. Well, you know, that's the thing that I really love about this, because you have quite a few different ways that people can support this campaign. You know, this campaign is supported through just a few different means. And one of the things that I enjoy that is a really cool way that people can support this is you're able to take donations that are coming out of people's individual paycheck right before the taxes or any of that stuff comes out. It just comes out right with the paycheck.
Yeah, there are a lot of businesses locally that partner with us whose payroll departments will facilitate that and take the donations on a weekly or a biweekly, you know, whatever their pay schedule is, right out of their paycheck. And then they send us the checks for the donation. And when you do it that way, it's a tax-free donation. So you're really increasing what you're able to give, because taxes aren't being taken out of that, since you're donating to a 501c3 organization. And like I said, there are a lot of employers locally that do already offer it. And if, you know, anyone out there is wondering if your employer offers it, you know, go to your HR, or your payroll department, and ask them if it is offered. And if it's not, it's something that's really easy that most departments can get set up. So it's a maybe just a matter of asking them, like, hey, can you set me up to take a dollar out of my paycheck every week that will then be distributed to the United Funds as part of a donation towards their campaign? And I don't think it would be a problem. There are a lot of donors who have done that, whose payroll departments have accommodated that for them. So it's super easy to set up through that if people are willing to.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, speaking of some of the other things that you guys have done to make it easy for people to be able to donate that you guys have done in the past, one of the things that I'm curious about is I know that in the past as well, people were able to take stock and donate stock as well. Is that something that people are still able to do?
Yes, we still have that set up. That was something new. I think that came about in 2020. We had one of our donors who was interested, instead of making a monetary donation, he wanted to do a stock donation because it was a tax benefit for him to donate stock ownership. And then it also, in turn, because he was able to donate more through a stock donorship, we were able to receive more from him that year. And so we still have that account set up, and it's, if anybody's interested in doing that, all they have to do is get a hold of me at the United Fund office, and I can get them the information that they need to donate stock ownership to the campaign. But yeah, we've done that. We started it in 2020 and we did it last year. We had some people donating stock ownership last year, so it's worked out really well. And, you know, I'm ready and willing to take a donation that way if people choose to.
Absolutely. You know, that's the thing that I really enjoy about the United Fund. And you work really hard. I mean, you're the one that is, you know, doing all of this stuff at the United Fund, but you work really hard to make it really accessible for people to be able to donate in a variety of different ways and a variety of different fashions, and whatever way works best for them. It's able to make a good benefit to the community here. And you work to serve so many different organizations throughout Warren County. It really comes to benefit everyone.
Right. And I think, like, I mean, first of all, I'm the only employee at the United Fund, but we do have a long list of many valuable volunteers that makes this whole thing, you know, come together. And it we would not be able to do it every year without the volunteers. So shout out to everybody who helps me each year. Yeah, we try to make it as easy as possible for people to donate. We've come up with quite a few ideas over the years, and we have quite a few systems set up to make it easy. And there's still some more ideas in the wheel well that we're working on, to hopefully for future campaigns, make it even easier for people. You know, one of the things that, is just happening and changing so quickly and evolving is that a lot of places that are fundraising are doing it digitally now. And so we, you know, in the future, I can see us moving more towards digital for the generation that does everything from their phone. They can donate right from a Venmo account or a PayPal account. But for this campaign, it's not set up like that yet, but I'm hoping that down the road, we have more ways that are make it even more convenient for people to donate. Come to the Hickory Street Bridge on Saturday morning, September 24th. Start collecting your nickels right now. Bring them to the bridge with you. If you aren't able to collect nickels, we're going to have as many rolls of nickels there that you can, you know, a roll of nickels is $2. So bring $2 and we'll sell you a roll of nickels, and then you can participate and line your nickels up across the bridge. Everybody who comes to participate and donate their nickels is going to receive one wooden buffalo nickel that they can then take to the Arbor House to redeem for a free cup of coffee or a free iced tea of your choosing, whichever one you want. And all of the nickels will be collected and donated to the campaign. So it just, you know, gives us a little boost at the beginning to start us off on our journey of raising $700,000 that day. Portions of the event are going to be recorded. And then when we officially kick off the event, the campaign on October 7th, there will be a video that's launched online that you can go and just rewatch, you know, the fun things that happened at the event and, you know, just celebrate with us. Having an organization that's been around for 98 years and this being the 98th campaign is pretty incredible in itself. And so we hope the community is proud of themselves for keeping the organization, the campaign going for that long. And, you know, we're going to be coming up on 100 years here soon. So we just hope everybody celebrates with us and, you know, continues to support the campaign and helps us reach that $700,000 this year.
It really is going to be a great opportunity for people to come down on a beautiful Saturday morning here in Warren County. They're going to be able to take part in a really nice event that's going to benefit getting you guys started on the right foot for this campaign, which is really important. And the thing is, like you mentioned, it's really amazing that the Arbor Coffee House is teaming up with you guys to do this so that people can get a really nice beverage when they're done with this. They can benefit the United Fund and the whole community with this and getting the campaign started. And then people can look back in 2 or 3 weeks from now and or from then and say, hey, look, there I am, and see themselves in the video and see themselves, you know, in the launch from that. So really, I think it's going to be a great opportunity. I hope that you guys have the bridge crossed probably about 7 times with the Nichols, hopefully. And it's going to be really exciting to see.
Yeah, I hope so too. That would really be something if we could wrap those Nichols around the bridge 7 times that Saturday morning. It would definitely be a welcome surprise. And I'm just so excited to see the people come out and participate in it because it's, you know, we get a lot of support from the community and people really take pride in what they're able to achieve by raising the goal each year. And I don't know, it's just exciting. It's nice to, you know, be able to do something to help our nonprofits and get those services provided to the community to improve the quality of life in Warren County, because that's really what it's all about.
Lacey, I'm glad that we were able to highlight this stuff here today and, you know, be able to highlight the work that you guys are doing, because it's really important to a lot of different organizations here all across Warren County. And it's really going to be a great campaign for you guys this year. And I hope to see a successful start.
Thank you, Aaron. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click contact. Green News Now 10-2 Credit Union Football Fridays. We have all the local hard-hitting action and the big plays. The Erie Sports Now team takes you around the region each Friday, bringing you the highlights from your favorite team's game. And we get you ready for the big NFL weekend ahead with expert analysis from Jovan Johnson. Each Friday starting at 11:15 on Erie News Now, presented by 10-2 Credit Union.